scared them off. It's like, you know, when there's like a strange cat in your yard and you go, ah, and you slap your hands and they run away. There's that just grandpas that do that. I spooked him and he ran across the way. No, we've seen...
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we put the big Here and Now banner in front and took the chairs down, and that helped. No, just like a list of the grift. Rudy Giuliani and Roger Stone and, you know, all the typical Congress people you'd expect. Who else have we seen? Lindell, Don Jr. Yeah, just the usual ones you'd expect. Yeah.
Okay. You're watching Republican National Convention coverage from Milwaukee. I'm Frederica Freiberg. We'll stay with NewsHour coverage, but we want to check in now with Here and Now senior political reporter Zach Schultz, who comes to us from Milwaukee. And hi, Zach. So tonight, the culmination of the Republican convention with Donald Trump speaking for an hour and a half to start at 9 p.m. But what did Wisconsin delegates have to say on this, the final day of the convention?
Well, they are definitely excited. They looked at this as a different convention than ones that others have been to in the past, in that normally it kind of builds up to Thursday when you finally get to hear the nominee give their speech. And there was so much energy on Monday because Donald Trump appeared and his first time seeing him with the bandage over the ear and then the announcement of his VP pick. So this has really been a pretty crazy week in terms of normal convention timing. So this is the peak, the pinnacle, but it's not like it's been low energy before this.
So, also...
And also we heard from... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. You can go ahead.
Oh. We also heard from Scott Fitzgerald, Congressman Fitzgerald, who represents the district surrounding here. And he came and spoke to the delegates this morning, and he's been doing a lot of outreach. He's been speaking with delegates from all the other states trying to sell Wisconsin, sell Milwaukee, sell the brand. And here's what he had to say about the reaction he's been getting from others who are new to this state.
What an opportunity to show the rest of the country, the city of Milwaukee, and as Milwaukee goes, so goes the state of Wisconsin, right? I have had more comments about what a wonderful convention this has been.
Has it been the story on the ground, though, Zach, that it's been successful economically for the city?
Well, I think that depends on who you talk to. There are certainly some venues that have been busy every night. We walk by them on our way out of the secure perimeter, and the tables are full. But then you go to a different place just a little bit farther away, and they're empty. And we've seen pictures of empty bars. We've heard from places saying they haven't seen any of the normal business either. So it just depends on whether they were close enough to be in the right spot or have a delegation that was nearby. A lot of the delegates were staying outside the city, like up to 40%, were as far away as Madison or Sheboygan. So they're really not going to have an opportunity to come back down and spend money here.
So a quick note on this. Also, Diane Hendricks spoke tonight. She's listed as an everyday American. That's not exactly right, is it?
No, certainly not. She is a very successful entrepreneur and business owner out of Beloit. She's also the state's richest woman, worth like $21 billion. So to say that she's everyday, it doesn't really relate to those of us who are closer to everyday American, but she's certainly an amazing success story within the Republican Party.
All right, Zach Schultz, thank you so much. We look forward to joining tomorrow night as well. Sorry, you guys, sorry. Obviously, we're not back with you tomorrow night. We'll just pick that up. This is a big edit, Marissa. All right, stay where you are. Thank you, Zach. Thank you for your work all week. We will be... I'm sorry, you guys, can you pull the prompter up to tomorrow, join Here and Now? Great. Again. Zach, thank you. Thank you for your work all week. Tomorrow, join Here and Now at 7 for a one-hour special with full coverage of the convention and what it means for Wisconsin. Boy, that got messy, didn't it?
Yeah, sorry about that. I realized as soon as I stopped talking that you probably wanted me to lead right into Scott Fitzgerald, and then I think with the timing, we talked over each other
a
little bit.
Yeah, and I decided...
I'll just get spliced out.
I decided not to do it myself. Do you want to do it again, just to make it cleaner? Or do you want us to just edit it up?
Are you talking to me or are you talking to Marissa?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. They're offering to do it
again. I'm fine with whatever.
Marissa, what do you want to do?
I'm fine with whatever. I'm sure the edit will look fine, but there were enough stumbles on it.
What do you want to do? To work with? Yeah. Yeah. Not to mention the way our faces might look while we're deciding we're doing. Okay.
So, Fred, can you hear me?
Yes.
Just to clarify, do you want me to go straight from the Trump answer into Fitz, or do you want to ask a question?
No.
That's what we didn't have the right the first time.
Yeah. Well, actually, right? my question was, what did Wisconsin delegates say on this final day? That was my question.
And that's
supposed to lead into Fitz for you. Right?
I see. Okay. Now I got where you're going. For some reason, I thought there was going to be another one, and then I realized halfway through that there wasn't. So you will just ask the one question.
Yeah.
I will answer and lead it into Fitz.
Yep. Yep.
I will get it there. Okay, I got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're watching Republican National Convention coverage from Milwaukee. I'm Frederica Freiberg. We'll stay with NewsHour coverage, but we want to check in now with Here and Now senior political reporter Zach Schultz, who comes to us from Milwaukee. And hi, Zach. So tonight is the culmination, of course, of the Republican National Convention, with Donald Trump speaking for an hour and a half, I understand, starting at 9 p.m. Final day also, of course, for everyone else there. What did the Wisconsin delegation have to say about kind of their final day?
Well, there's a lot of energy here. They've been saying this is but a pretty exciting week. Obviously, it's the home state. They get to show off their state to the rest of the delegates from around the country and brag a little bit about Wisconsin and Milwaukee. They've got a long day planned for them. Even after tonight, they have a special concert available with the local casino. So there's some people that were told, hey, you leave your hotel room at 9 this morning, you may not get back in there until 2 a.m. But the impression seems to be pretty positive. We also heard from Congressman Scott Fitzgerald, who represents the area just west of here in Waukesha County, and he said he's been doing a lot of outreach with other delegates from around the country, and that the response from them has been overwhelmingly positive about their experience here.
What an opportunity to show the rest of the country, the city of Milwaukee, and as Milwaukee goes, so goes the state of Wisconsin, right? I have had more comments about what a wonderful convention this has been.
What about local businesses? Did they meet expectations?
I think that depends on which businesses you're talking about. It's completely hit or miss. When we leave the secure perimeter each night, we walk by some places that are packed. All the tables are full. It's clear that they're doing really well. And you go a little further, a couple blocks out, and it's empty. And we've heard that from around the city, that some places that are normally would have good business with just the local population are really struggling this week. So it just depends on who has them and who doesn't.
We took note of the schedule for scheduled speakers, and Diane Hendricks is listed as an everyday American, and she spoke tonight. What about her being an everyday American?
Well, that's kind of an odd label. Diane Hendricks is a Republican mega donor from Beloit. She's also an extraordinarily successful entrepreneur and business owner. She and her late husband own ABC Supply. She's Wisconsin's wealthiest woman, worth more than $21 billion. She's heavily involved in state politics. So to say that she's everyday really doesn't compute, except in the sense that she's not a politician.
All right. Zach Schulz, thanks so much, and thanks for all of your work this week. Tomorrow, join Here and Now for a 7 o'clock one-hour special with full coverage of the convention and what it means for Wisconsin. Going to the casino tonight then, Zach?
No, they didn't invite the media to Pottawatomie Casino.
Oh.
It's Jason Aldean. Isn't he the guy that sang that song about, like, there's no black people in my hometown or some racist stuff like that?
Oh.
So, very,
I don't know.